Most wonderful time of the year, Bill.
If Andy Williams says it, then it is, Wendy.
He's singing it,
Well, he sings it, yeah.
We have a guy in the studio who actually began as a tour guide on the Chicago trolley and double-decker buses that you see cruising around Chicago. And lo and behold, now he is the executive director of that aforementioned Chicago trolley and double-decker. Walt Chaddick in the studio. Walt, how are you?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing really well. It's a total thrill to be here.
Oh,
I'm so stoked.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this is a dream come true.
Wow.
All right. Now, you did start out as a tour guide for what you're the executive director of now. These are the double-deckers that we saw the Cubs going around in, the Blackhawks with the Stanley Cup wins.
That's right.
You started as a tour guide?
I did. It's been a cool journey to go from the bottom all the way up and get to be in all these parades and these big events that these wonderful entities hire us for. So, I mean, I've got a lifetime of memories in 13 years.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I was telling you off air, this is a parade to really be proud of. I mean, Chicago does a couple of parades, but this one, first and foremost, really does show off the city and everything we have.
It certainly does. I mean, you talk about Cubs, Blackhawks, Sox, et cetera. Yeah. Those are not every year.
Right.
The BMO Harris.
We wish they were, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Just
put in an
order. We can't make that happen,
though. Yeah.
But with the Magnificent Mile Association, we can make the BMO Harris Bank Magnificent Mile Lights Festival happen every year, and we do very successfully. It is probably the number one commercial or advertisement nationwide for the city of Chicago.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Think about 170 television stations and 90-some-odd% of Americans will see this. That's pretty huge.
But, you know, here's the difference is a lot of times, like if you look at the parades they do in New York, we watch them here in the Midwest. We watch them in Chicago and we say, why aren't our parades that good? But then with this parade, it is that good.
It is that good.
Yeah.
And over 26 years, we've made it better every year.
Yeah.
It's Saturday at 5:30. It's a really big deal. And Disney is a huge part of it. And BMO Harris is invaluable in this. So there are some really interesting floats. And I am...
You're
I wish
stoked.
I were tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
it's 5:30 to 7. 5:30 it begins this Saturday.
That's right.
And Mickey Mouse, I just want to say, Mickey, you're one you're one of the grand marshals with Minnie.
We're still talking about that. I'm not 100% sold on that.
They're having a feud. They're fighting.
When are they not fighting?
Wendy, are you going to do Minnie Mouse?
I don't do voices.
That was the
Wendy does Minnie Pearl, which doesn't make sense. We don't understand it, but she does.
You're speaking my language now.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Arkansas Delta, a little town called Pine Bluff, the jewel of the Delta.
And how long have you been here?
13 years.
You'll never get rid of that accent, you know.
Why would I?
No,
my mother-in-law is from Corinth, Mississippi. She's been here 50 years, but I feel like it's getting thicker.
I think it's a defense mechanism.
Maybe it is.
I wouldn't want to be a phony baloney. I'm keeping my accent.
Good for you.
There's obviously a tie-in with Disney and the parade. Explain the relationship there. What is it?
Disney uses this as a showcase for not only Mickey and Minnie as the grand marshals of the parade. So they'll begin at 5:30 and go right south on the Magnificent Mile lighting the trees. So they're actually kind of the engineers in this, pushing the buttons and tree by tree lighting it up for the holiday season. But also each year Disney will have a special bus. So like this year they have Toy Story. So, and that's really cool. And the actual Toy Story characters are in person.
That's
and
fun.
The bus is decorated with the Toy Story wrap.
Yeah.
And they really get into it. You'd think Disney would be standoffish or like, oh, we're Disney, but they're so cool.
They seem to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely seem to be. So this is obviously a parade for all ages.
It is.
You mentioned the kids, although I see adults get just as excited when they see Disney characters too.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. Not a lot of inflatables. In New York, they always have big inflatable things. We don't seem to want to do that here. Is there a reason?
Lights are cooler.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think one of the things is wind.
You know,
I know we're called the Windy City, but that's not because we're windy. I think we were like 14th in wind.
Yeah.
It's politics. Yeah. But it's just... It's a confined space coming down through the Magnificent Mile, and we do have, what, six inflatables. So, and they're so huge. I mean, think about Hubert from the BMO Harris Bank balloon. That thing is huge.
Yeah. All right.
It is a narrow thing when you think about it.
And we close off these lanes right here, right next to y'all's studio, so we only use the southbound lane. So it gets squashed in pretty delicately there.
Yeah.
If listeners, if you're out there and you haven't seen this parade, you need to come witness it. Really, you can watch it on TV. You can watch videos. It's not the same as being part of it.
There's probably going to be a million people in the street. It's joyous.
It is.
We overuse that term sometimes, maybe, but for
it
this...
It applies here.
It applies.
We want snow for this, don't we? It'd be nice to have a nice snowy background, wouldn't it?
You know, Bill, we want anything. It doesn't matter at all.
It works no matter what.
We've tried any number of rain dances and prayers, and it doesn't matter. It's fun regardless.
I was in it one year when it did snow, and it couldn't have been more perfect. I mean, it just looked beautiful. Yeah. It was stunning. Yeah,
that's a nice part to having what you would consider bad weather. When it's pretty,
right?
It's fantastic.
For a Christmas parade, snow's okay.
Yeah,
we don't
mind
it so much.
Mickey, what do you prefer?
Oh, I don't care.
What if it rains?
Rain is fine. Snow is fine. I'm just not sold on Minnie for some reason. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. His name is Walt Chaddick, Magnificent Mile Lights Festival Chair, Executive Director, Chicago Trolley and Double Decker. What is the best website to send people to find out the schedule? It does kick off at 5:30, but you may want to come early and participate in the festivities. Where do we send them?
We have a lot of activities on Friday night right here in Pioneer Court, too. So, but themagnificentmile.com will give you all the information you need.
Is there a best place to sit or stand to watch this? Do you have a personal favorite that you can give out? Just between you and me.
Gosh,
we won't tell anybody.
I've been a marshal in the parade. I've been on a bus. I've been at the end.
But for people who are watching, is there an optimal viewing place? Or is it just anywhere
you
see?
For me, it's anywhere between Oak Street and probably Illinois Street.
Yeah.
Right there in the thick of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although I see people up, not just on street level, but up above in offices and in shops and stuff watching and really enjoying it.
Like if your office is down here, why not?
Yeah. Walt, this parade is a huge success every year, and I know this year it's going to continue that tradition. It takes place when exactly? What's the exact time on this?
5:30 p.m. this Saturday.
Yeah. Go see it. It's amazing. It's the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival, and it's always fun. Thanks for being here, Walt.
Thank you all for being great on the radio and representing Chicago so spectacularly.
Oh, thank you, Walt.
Very nice of you.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
I appreciate that.
We'll take a quick break, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.